It's time now for our Game Time Temperature, brought to you by Gwynn Longbine and Remax Eck Real Estate. When it lists your home, Gwynn can get it sold. Free staging service for sellers, and she can help buyers find their perfect home. Call Gwynn at 620-341-0087 or go to GwynnLongbine.com. Clear skies, 75 degrees here at Game Time. As here is the kick out of bounds. Flag is thrown as Emporia High receives after Junction City won the toss and deferred their option to half number two. Junction City, home blue tops, white letters, white pants, white helmet with JC on the side. Emporia High in the all whites, black lettering, black helmet, Spartan head on one side of the helmet, and the white numeral. Emporia High will take over first and 10 at their own 35 after the kick out of bounds. And once again, our Game Time Temperature brought to you by Gwynn Longbine of Remax Eck Real Estate. When it lists your home, Gwynn can get it sold. Free staging service for sellers, and she can help buyers find their perfect home. Call Gwynn at 620-341-0087 or go to GwynnLongbine.com. First and 10, Emporia High moving from right to left, west to east as we view it up high at Blue Jay Stadium in Junction City. Micah Gray in the gun, making a second start, handoff, Ryland Crowell, right side, spin move at the 35. Ryland's far side up to about the 38-yard line, and a good game for the sophomore, Ryland Crowell, on first and 10 up to the 38.
Just a nice run play to start this game off, to get a nice gain of three, which will be good if they can keep on getting those gains of three.
Second down and seven, Emporia High, ball spotted at their own 38, far hash. Micah Gray in the gun. Madden Seidel tight end left, two receivers here near side. Sheldon Stewart and Javen Ardo's receiver. Ryland Crowell to the left of Micah Gray, the freshman. Second career start, fourth appearance of the season for the freshman. He gets the handoff to Ryland Crowell past the 40 up to the 42-yard line. He's going to get four, and third down and three coming up for Emporia High.
Two nice plays for Emporia to get the ball moving, and I like what I've seen out of these two plays. Third and short, they could elect to run it again and go for it on a fourth and short. It's going to be very interesting to see how they play this.
Third down and four, Emporia High. Ball spot at their own 41, right hash. Over a minute in, no score. Emporia High trying to get a first down here. They need the 45 of their own. Empty backfield for Micah Gray. Two receivers in the slot here near side. Now Sheldon Stewart in motion from the near side to the far side. Now they'll go trips over there. Micah Gray going to keep it past the up to the 45. And let's see where they spot this football, because he was drugged back as Micah got up near the 45 far side. Let's see where they spot this. They're going to spot it as the official going to come in. And it's a first down for Emporia High as Micah Gray gets four. He needed four, and that's an Emporia High first down.
Really good play there. They ran the read option, and Micah decided to keep it and got a good gain of four, which is exactly what they needed for the first down. He got to the marker, which is a great first four, three plays for Emporia.
First and 10, Emporia High. Ball spotted at the 45. It's just past the 45. Micah Gray in the gun. Sheldon Stewart in motion. This will be Ryland Crowell. Handoff right side. Ryland stood up far side at the 45 for no gain. As Cooper Bogenhagen on the stop for Junction City.
It looked good so far running the football, but that time Junction was not fooled. Eventually, they're going to have to throw it. They cannot run the ball this whole game, especially with a good defense like Junction.
Well, Coach Caden Glinsman, he wants this offense on the field. He does not want that explosive Junction City offense to come out. Second down and 10, Emporia High at their own 45. Madden Seidel now moving to a receiver in the slot. Here's a quick pass hauled in by Sheldon. Got some blocks here near side. Pass to 50 into Junction City territory at the Junction City 48. Give them seven. On second down and 10, and becomes third and manageable, a third down and three.
And that's the type of stuff Emporia has done a good job at, these quick passes. It was just a screen pass over to Sheldon, and it's something they've been very effective with all game until that other team figures out what they're doing.
9 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Third down and four, Emporia High. Ball spotted about the Junction City 48 near hash. Micah Gray in the gun. Ryland Crowell to the right of him. A quick toss right side of Ryland. Ryland trying to cut and blown up at midfield. I believe Boganowski was in there. Boganowski blew that one up. The Oklahoma commit tackled Ryland for a loss of one.
The ball will be right at the 50, and it seems like Emporia wants to go for it. which is, I mean, they've done this a lot this year. They won't mind going for it.
So 4th and 5 Emporia High at midfield, far hash. Micah Gray in the gun. 3 receivers. Now Madden Seidel motions over here to the near side. Micah rolling to the left. Micah, pressure coming in. He gets it off and it's caught. It is caught by one of the offensive linemen. You can't do that. That was Enrique Rios. And that's a turnover on downs. And you know Patrick Mahomes did that a couple of weeks ago. But Junction City is going to take over 1st and 10 at the Emporia High 42. So that's going to be a loss of 8.
Yeah, he got wrapped up by 2 or 3 Junction D linemen, and he just tried to get it out to somebody, any Emporia body. But unfortunately, it was an eligible man and couldn't advance the ball. Plays dead.
So Brock Bazan will come out. First-year starter, played against Emporia High last year, had over 300 yards passing. Play action for Bazan, but he's drug in the backfield. They went with a jet sweep to Keegan Savitt and blew him up, and I believe Brody Telfer was there. And back to the Emporia High 45, that's a loss of 3.
Brody Telfer has looked phenomenal all year. Coming out of that linebacker position, he's someone who needs to have a big game.
2nd down and 13, Junction City at their own at the Emporia I 45, 7:35 to play. Empty backfield. Bazan looks for a man, and it's caught by Autry, far side, past the 30, and Braxton Malone forced him out of bounds at the Emporia I 26, but not for a gain of 19, as Losiah Autry, a first down for him with a reception of 19.
Yeah, he was wide open in that coverage. And Emporia, just a bad job.
And they're quick to the ball. Quick pass, far side, dropped. Incomplete. That was the tight end, Alexander Caldwell, who had it in his hands, and it fell incomplete. That was a gain of 17 for Autry. I thought he spotted at the 26-yard line, but the official marker was the 28 of Emporia High. And 2nd down and 10 now is Bazan rolling here to the near side, looking for a man, hauled in at the 20, and tiptoeing out of bounds at the 17-yard line, making the catch was Jamarcus Vorns. And that would be good enough for a first down if it's at the 17, and it would be a gain of 11. That's what it will be. And Junction City quick to the ball. 1st and 10 from the Emporia I 18 as Bazan's pass broken up. Javon Art with a pass breakup. As Vorns was the intended target.
Yeah, and Junction taking advantage of Emporia's weaknesses. Their secondary in the pass defense, and they're going quick, which Emporia has not been very good at all year, playing defense on the no huddle.
7:09 to play here, first quarter, no score. Bazan on 2nd down and 10. Here's a quick toss to the far side. This is MC Taylor, 10 to the 5, and he's going to walk in for a 18-yard touchdown. MC Taylor did not play last week, has his 4th rushing touchdown of the season, and Junction City leads this football game 6-0 with 7:03 to play in the opening quarter.
Yeah, and they just hit the outside run after 2 strong passes. And that's something Emporia just hasn't been able to recover. They're getting outplayed on the defensive side, which is just really, really bad.
Ethan Heilman, 24 of 27 on PATs this year, will be out to kick. Here's the kick as Junction City gets it through. Heilman, 1 for 1 tonight, now 25 of 28 on the season, and the Blue Jays lead to 7-0, 7:03 to play here in the first. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Emporia High Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Junction City capitalizes on a short field and a turnover on downs, but Emporia High, you know, having some confidence on that first drive, except, you know, throwing it to Ricky Rios. They couldn't capitalize on 4th and 5 from midfield. And Junction City, short field, 42 yards, and MC Taylor with a 18-yard touchdown run. It's Junction City on the board, 7-0. Here's the kick by Heilman, and this one is going to go out of bounds at the 5-yard line, and Emporia High will get it at their own 35 once again.
Yeah, and Emporia is going to need to be productive on every play because they're not a big play team. And getting this small yardage one after another to pick up first down is something they need to do. And if they go for a play for no or negative yards, that hurts them a lot.
Well, again, we saw some positive things from Emporia High last week. Saw really positive things on that first drive, except the pressure was coming by Junction City. I believe that was Jeremiah Reagan who had brought the pressure on Micah Gray and got it away, and then Enrique Rios caught it for a loss of 8 and an ineligible man. So they didn't really call that. All right, now we're going to have Sheldon Stewart in at quarterback. Two receivers on the slot here near side. Kyler Worrell now in motion on 1st and 10, own 35. This is Kyler Worrell on the jet sweep, and he forced out of bounds at the 35 for no gain. So Kyler Worrell, after missing last week, gets a gain of nothing, and they're going to actually spot him out of bounds at the 33 of their own. It's a loss of 2.
And just like I said, these negative plays set them back even more than normal teams, as they don't get big plays often.
Second down and 12 for Emporia High at their own 33. 6.5 to play here first quarter. 7-0 Junction City. Micah Grace back in at quarterback. Sheldon Stewart in motion from near side to far side. Emporia High moving from right to left. Micah, quick pass, caught by Ryland Crowell. Breaks a tackle, and Ryland up to the 38-yard line. He's going to get 5 on the pass play.
And they just need to get more ways to find Ryland Crowell in open space, because he is pretty quick, and he is probably their best playmaker so far.
Yep.
And running between the tackles with him isn't going to be as effective as getting him in open space.
So it's a gain of 5, third down and 7 for Emporia High at their own 38-yard line. They need the 48, so 3rd and 7, empty backfield for Micah Gray. 2 receivers each side. Ryland Crowell now will motion into the backfield. Low snap. Flag thrown. This one's going to be blown dead, and it's a false start on the Spartans.
Which, I mean, really can't happen for this team if they want to stay in the game. They're already behind so much in all other categories. These penalties, these bad penalties, just can't happen.
Madden Seidel's the guilty party, as our officials are mic'd up, and they're going to call the number. So we have that tonight. So back them up 12. So after gaining 5, they just lost 5 on the procedure. And now it's 3rd down and 12, back to the 33. Empty backfield for Micah Gray. Javen Arndt and Sheldon Stewart here to the near side. Ryland Crowell now in motion. Here is a play action from Micah. Micah going to air out looking for Sheldon Stewart. And incomplete. Sheldon was right there at the Junction City 40 and just needed to move over just about a few more feet over, and Sheldon would have had daylight, and it could have been in for 6, but it's an incomplete pass, and it's Alex Alamang punting time for the first time tonight.
Yeah, and I think that might have more be on the throw from Gray rather than that route by Sheldon. He ran a great post route wide open in the middle of the field past both deep safeties, and Micah just threw it behind him.
Hang on a minute. Here is Alex Alamang, but guess who's back to return? It's Michael Boganowski, and they're going to fake this. Well, actually, Alex is going to get it off. Alex was running, and they're going to kick it away from Boganowski as it goes out of bounds at the Junction City 37. And Emporia High will go on defense as Junction City will take over. 1st and 10 on 37. 5:10 to play opening quarter. Trailing 7, or Junction City leading 7-0.
Yeah, and on that kick, it was a rugby-style punt, and a lot of times on rugby-style punts, those are the most successful fakes as they all run out to the side, and maybe that punting return team just doesn't see it, but they did, and that almost got blocked, which would have been horrible for this Emporia team.
Well, I guess it went out. It looked like it went out of bounds at the far side 37, but it's marked at the Junction City 46. Here is a flag thrown near far side, and we're going to have a false start against the Blue Jays.
And a procedure penalty on Junction, but it's not in as a crucial spot as Emporia's. So you could compare those on the stat sheet, but right now they're two vastly different penalties in the grand scheme of things.
They're going to get the fullback Griffin Bohannon in on the procedure penalty. So it's going to back them up five. So Junction City will have it now first and 10 at their own, or first and 15 from their own 41. Here is Bazan rolling to the near side. Got a man, and it's underthrown. He was looking for Vorns. And it's an incomplete for Bazan. Ryland Crowell was there right in front of Vorns.
Yeah, really nice job from Ryland to break it up.
I want to thank John North Ford for providing our transportation tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Second down at 15. Here's a quick toss play here near side. This is Makai Daniels, and Makai Daniels is going to get up to the 41, wrapped up by Brody Telfer, the sophomore. And this is probably going to be only a gain of one.
Really good job by Brody. We've seen him make two big plays tonight. He's going to be a key player for this defense.
Third down and 14. How big is this for Emporia High if they can get a stand here? Bazan in the gun. He's got Bogenhagen to the left of him at fullback. Trips to the far side, one to the near side. It is Vorns here to the near side. Bazan will hand it up, or play action looking at wide open Vorns, and he's got it at the 30 to the 20. Gets past Sheldon Stewart. Cuts over to the far side. 10, 5, and tackled at the 2-yard line. Late flag thrown at after the tackle, and this might be a defensive penalty on the Spartans, and it's going to be half the distance.
Wow, just something that can't happen. Already a big play, and they go half the distance, which, I mean, really won't mean much. They were spotted at the 3-yard line, but a busted coverage from Emporia there. They bit on that play fake just like you did.
They're going to call it a horse collar tackle on Emporia High. Ball spotted at the 2. And it'll be first and goal for the Blue Jays at the 2. And they're going to go with a jumbo package with three backs. Handoff right side up the middle and in. I believe it's Bohannon, and that is a Junction City touchdown. Bohannon with a 2-yard run on the big play from Bazan to Vorns, and it's 13-0 Junction City, 4:07 to play in the opening quarter.
Yeah, and really, I mean, we saw Brody Telfer make a really nice play, and they had him on second and long, and they just busted coverage. Two deep safeties, and Vorns was wide open right in between them, and they were just standing there looking at him like, what are we supposed to do? Well, maybe you should go cover him.
And Heilman with the PAT is up and good, and Junction City leads this football game 14-0. But 4:07 to play in the opening quarter. Let's take a 30. This is Spartan football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High now in a hole once again. They trail at 14-0, 4:07 to play here in the first quarter, and the scoreless drought is continuing. It goes back to the Manhattan game. It is over 100 minutes. It's about 110 minutes now of scoreless drought. And the kick will go into the end zone for a touchback. Heilman kicking that away from Landon Wolitz, who was back there to return along with Kyler Worrell. And Emporia High will have it first and 10, own 20.
Yeah, we're just going to have to see them score here if they want to stay in this game. If they don't score here, I really think they might not have a chance to come back. I mean, we've talked about the scoreless streak countless times. They're not a team that can put a whole bunch of points on the board at once. They need to get a score here, and then more importantly, they need to get a stop on defense.
And because then they gave up the big play, the first one, big play all night of 54 yards, because he was down at the 4, and then the penalty tacked it on to the 2. Micah Gray on first and 10 from their own 20. Sheldon Stewart in motion with three receivers. Play action, hauled in under through, and Javon Art was trying to grab it, but Javon couldn't haul that in. It's an incomplete pass as Micah Gray, after starting 3 for 3, is now 3 for 5.
Yeah, and it looks like they just ran a simple levels on that route tree. I mean, two in routes, and they had Madden open for a short gain of maybe 5 or more, but he threw it to Javon instead, and he underthrew it as well.
Second down and 10, Emporia High at their own 20 in between the hashes. Two tight, far side. Two receivers here near side. Now Sheldon Stewart in motion. Play action, a quick pass, and they're going to say incomplete as Sheldon Stewart didn't haul that in. A little underthrown as the freshman jitters continue for Micah.
Yeah, he just doesn't look extremely comfortable in that pocket. Whenever he has to throw, he just doesn't seem confident at where he's placing the ball. And, I mean, all that confidence really just needs to come, I mean, really out of nowhere. He needs it for this game.
Sheldon Stewart in motion here to the near side on third and 10. Rylan Crowell was trying to get a burst of speed as Rylan gets up to near the 25 far side, and he's only going to get 4 yards. As Boganowski in on the stop, and Emporia High will punt for the second time tonight.
Yeah, Emporia, I mean, it's really been the story of the season. They get off to slow starts, and the team they're playing gets off to a fast start. And, I mean, it's just, it's happened all season. They haven't changed it. They've tried changing some things, but the outcome really hasn't changed.
Alex Alamang to punt for the second time. Boganowski's back to return. Here is the kick, and he gets it away. And Boganowski will fair catch it at the 36 of Junction City. And that is where the Blue Jays will take over, leading 14-0, 3:12 to play here in the opening quarter. Can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter, also known as X now, or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Good Cash Saver and Country Mart. Don't forget our area game going on right now on Country 101.7 FM. It is a battle of the Bulldogs as Chase County hosting Madison. First and 10 for Junction City. Ball spotted at their own 37 in between the hashes, moving from left to right, from west to east as we see it here at Blue Jay Stadium. Lazon drops back, and he gets off handoff to Daniels. Daniels past the 45 up to near midfield. Brody Telfer in on the stop, but not until Daniels gets into Emporia High territory at the 49. That's a gain of 14.
Yeah, a big explosive play from Junction, and they keep faking out Emporia's defense with these play fakes and getting them for good big gains. The first one was that big the big 54-yard catch, and now there's just a little 14-yard run. They're faking out this Emporia defense, and they know exactly what they're going to bite on.
First and 10, Junction City at midfield. Handoff to right side. This is Boganhagen. Boganhagen still breaking tackles left and right. Still loose here near side. 45 and tripped up by Kyler Worrell, but not until he gets to the 43-yard line. He gets 7.
And clear example right there, not being able to wrap up and tackle Boganhagen. It's just the simple mistakes that have been going on all year for Emporia that they are yet to clean up and yet to fix.
2:15 to play here, opening quarter. Blue Jays leading at 14-0. Second down and 4 from the Emporia High 44. Autry in motion. As here is a quick toss to Autry. Autry far side flag thrown in the backfield as Autry forced out of bounds by Javon Arndt and Wesley Drescher, the sophomore, about the 42-yard line, but this has got to be coming back in the vicinity of a hold. And Junction City is backing up. The hold is at the flag thrown at the Emporia I-46. So no play, and they're going to back it up. They're going to get the right tackle, Dorian Coleman, on the holding. Second penalty against Junction City here tonight. Each team with two penalties here in this first quarter. And they'll bring the ball back to the Junction City 45. So it'll be second down and 15 from there. Empty backfield for Brock Bazan. Four receivers far side. Bazan rolling to the far side. He's going to air it out, looking for a man, has a man, and Sheldon Stewart forced him out of bounds at the Emporia I-38. It was Osiah Autry with a gain of 17 to the Emporia High 43. And a first down for the Blue Jays.
And he got right to that first down marker and ran his out route and was wide open. Another busted coverage for Emporia.
They gave Autry 16, so Sheldon Stewart forced him out of bounds at the Emporia High 39. And Junction City has it there with an empty backfield. Four receivers here near side. Bazan rolling to the near side, has a man and had no one home. As that was Scholar Brown. Yes, his name is Scholar. And it's an incomplete pass, and Bazan is now 4 of 8 for 97 yards. Here in this first quarter, he was 10 of 15 last year in three quarters against Emporia High and threw for 325.
And on that play, it just looked like a miscommunication between him and his receiver. His receiver stopped on a curl route. He thought he was going to go on a post.
Two receivers each side on second down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Bazan dropping back, three-step drop. Pressure coming, but break has a man. It's Autry and walks in from the five, and that's a touchdown. That's a 39-yard bomb from Bazan to Autry, and as Losiah Autry with the catch, and Junction City is putting on a clinic. It's 20-0 with 1:36 to play in the opening quarter.
And once again for Emporia, another busted coverage down the center of the field, and they just took advantage of it. Bazan saw it and threw the bomb,
and they're gonna fake this PAT, and it's hauled in. And making the two-point conversion for Junction City, making the catch was the tight end Jamarcus Lyon or Tyson, and the Blue Jays lead this football game 22-0. A minute 36 to play here in the first. Let's take another 30. 22-0. JC leading the Emporia High Spartans. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Brock Bazan for Junction City, 136-yard passing here in the first quarter as they kick it off, and this is recovered, and it's on the carpet, picked up by Landon Wolitz, 15-yard line up to the 18. Landon, as both him and Kyler Worrell were trying to catch that football, and then it just dropped, and they touched it, and then it dropped, and Landon picked it up and only got a return of three, and Emporia I will take over first and 10. Actually, he got to the 20, so he got two extra yards out of that.
Yeah, and lucky it didn't end up in a turnover, as that was Kyler's ball. He was sat under it, looking at it, about to receive it, and Wolitz he was really opposite, tried to over the head, behind the back catch it. I don't know really what he was thinking, but very fortunate that we still have the ball.
Emporia High first and 10 on 20. Micah Gray in the gun. Madden Seidel tight end right. Hand off Ryland Kraut right side. Ryland passed the 20 to the 23 for three.
That's something they need to keep up. Just these, I've said it multiple times, but small gains are the key, but effective gains for this Emporia team.
Minute 13 to play here in the opening quarter. As Emporia High down 22-0, and the scoreless drought dates back to the 6:30 mark 3 weeks ago at Manhattan. Empty backfield for Micah Gray. As low snap, Micah going to air it out looking for Sheldon. Sheldon holding in midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Emporia High. That's a 60, 67-yard pass play. Micah Gray, first career passing touchdown. And Sheldon Stewart and Emporia High are on the board since the 6:30 mark of that game against Manhattan. And that was a big play. Emporia High's on the board, 22-6, 45 ticks to play in the first quarter.
77-yard touchdown there for Emporia, man. That is something we needed. Not a lot of big plays, but with Sheldon Stewart, we're getting those big plays. We saw it earlier on the other drive. They had that exact route, exact play, wide open for a touchdown. They went back to it again, and they got it.
And that's moving some real estate. Speaking of real estate, when thinking of buying, selling your home, call Jeff, Devin, Bree Williams of RE/MAX Act Real Estate, 620-341-SOLD. That is 620-341-7653. The Alex Alamang PAT is good. Emporia High is on the board. They still trail 22-7, 45 ticks to play here in the first. Let's take another 30. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
The freshman, Micah Gray, with a 77-yard touchdown to Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon with his first receiving touchdown of the season. And the scoreless streak has ended. 114 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was
the last time Emporia High scored. 6:30 left against Manhattan 3 weeks ago.
And not to mention what a beautiful ball from Micah Gray that was. An absolute amazing pass, showing off his arm as a freshman. You just can't think to imagine what he's going to be doing when he gets more reps and he gets older.
And how can Emporia High gain some confidence knowing they've scored for the first time in quite a while? Here's the kick by Alex Alamang and return here near side at the 10, 20, 25, tripped up 30. This is Autry, forced out of the bounds at about the 38-yard line. Rylan Crowell in on the stop, but not until Autry gets up to the 38 of his own. And Emporia High back on defense. But that defense got to gain some confidence now, knowing the offense just got on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to do something. This Emporia team, yes, we just scored, which is huge, but we aren't going to be able to put up over 50 points, which if it keeps going at this pace, Junction is going to put up.
So Junction City, first and 10, ball spotted at their own 40, trips here in the slot, far side. Here's a quick toss, far side, MC Taylor, 45, watch out, 50. Got some blocks, flag thrown in the secondary. Hang on a minute, because that was a good run by Taylor. He got up near the Emporia High 40, but that flag's going to erase out that play.
Yeah, it might be. I don't really know what it was. It was the secondary ref, and that might be the farthest I've ever seen a ref throw the flag. He threw it from about 15 yards back and made it to the line of scrimmage. He launched that thing.
He had some distance on that one. They're going to get an illegal
block in the back.
Block in the back. So it is going to back the Blue Jays back up. After one in our area game of the week, Chase County leading Madison 6-0. A barn burner in Cottonwood Falls. So it's a spot foul, and it's going to be first and 16 from the 34. Because that's, what, a 10-yard penalty, Quinn? Because it's from the spot of the foul.
Yeah, it's from the spot of the foul, and it was about 3 yards deep.
Bazan, quick toss, far side, here to MC Taylor here near side, 40, 45 still on his feet to the 49-yard line. He needed 16, and he's going to get 17 out of it.
And Emporia just squandering an opportunity on defense. This very inexperienced and young defense had a prime opportunity to get their offense back on the field, but MC Taylor just gets the ball back and does it again. Just a sweep to the other side.
He got 17. He needed 16 on first and 16 with 16 ticks to play. Junction City with a 15-point advantage at 22-7. Bazan with two backs, two receivers far side. This will be Daniels, left side, 45 to the 43, and met immediately by big Ty Iverson. Daniels gets to the 43 for 5, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. A 114-minute and 15-second scoring drought for Emporia High has ended, but Emporia High trails this game, 22-7. We go to the second after this. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
Here is Daniels on second down and 4 from the 42 of Emporia High, and Rylan Crowell wrapped him up at the 41, and it's only a gain of 1 for Daniels.
Nice job from Rylan Crowell. It's going to be third and short. This is the most crucial down for Emporia yet on their defensive side. They need to stop here to force a fourth and short or a fourth and long to get the ball back.
Third down and 3 for Junction City, just underway, 30 seconds into quarter number 2. Bazan, quick toss, ball is on the field, it's picked up by Emporia High. Who's got this football? It looked like Emporia High got it. Do they got it? And if they do got it, it's at the Junction City 48. And guess who? Big Ty Iverson came up with that football. And can Emporia High try to cash in?
That is a huge play for Emporia's defense to get that ball back. Now, this is something that they need to do. They need to score on this drive.
Because if you saw the toss, it hit the top of the receiver, Vorns, and then it went on the carpet, and then Emporia High got on it and then had to get some second effort on it. But Emporia High will take over first and 10, Junction City. We're in motion, first and 10. Here is Rylan Crowell. Cutting to the near side, he gets up to the 43-yard line. He gets 5 on first and 10.
Huge first down play for Emporia to get a positive gain to make it a second and 5. That was huge. They're going to keep. They have the momentum on their side despite being down by 15. Let's see how they react.
Minute into the second, Spartans down 22-7. Junction City, their offense, that was their sixth fumble of the season. Ninth turnover by the Blue Jays on the offensive side. Second down and 6, Emporia High. Junction City, 44. Micah Gray in the gun. Here, Rylan Crowell with it. Past the 40. He's still going. He had defenders with him. His offensive lineman pushed him to the 35. He got 9, maybe 10. Let's see where they spot it. It's a gain of 9 for Rylan. It's a first down.
Nice job by the Emporia O-line to push him forward and Rylan to keep pumping those legs to get that first down. This is exciting. Now this is some great Emporia football.
Yes, it is. First and 10 for the Spartans at the Junction City 35. Ball spotted here near hash. Madden Seidel and Javen Art receivers far side. Kobe Lee has an extra blocker here to the right with Sheldon Stewart in the slot. Sheldon now in motion with Rylan Crowell in the backfield beside Micah Gray. Ball got picked up by Micah. Micah looking for some running room out the middle. Micah gets up to the 31-yard line. He had a low snap and had that football on the turf, but he made something out of nothing and got 4 on first and 10.
That was a really nice job from Micah. It was going to be a run play to Rylan, but the ball was just low, and it really just skipped on the turf, and he grabbed it and just went 4 yards ahead and just Really nice job from Micah to recover.
Gain of 3 for the freshman. It's 2nd down and 7 for Emporia High at the Junction City 32. 9.5 to play here in the first half. Junction City leads this football game 22-7, but Emporia High trying to taste the nectar of the end zone to the right of us. Sheldon Stewart in motion here from near the far side. Micah drops back, looking for a man, looking for Arnt, and it is nearly picked. It went right through the hands of the safety, JaVale Lopez, as he was looking for Javen Arnt.
Now, this is the type of experience we were talking that Micah Gray needs. That was an ill-advised throw in the double coverage to Javen Arnt, who is not very tall. Just an ill-advised throws, and with this experience and these snaps he's getting, in the future when he's an upperclassman, he's not going to make that throw.
Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online now and only on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. Here's a 3rd down and 7 for Emporia High at the Junction City 32. Micah Gray looking for a man and was looking for Sheldon Stewart and looking for a little slant play. If Sheldon would have hauled it in, he would have been close to the marker. But here's a critical 4th and 7 for Emporia High deep in Junction City territory. You got to think this is an Emporia High play where they got to go for it down 15.
Absolutely, and this is going to be a crucial play. We don't see Emporia put up that many plays over 5 or 10 yards, and this is a 4th and 7.
Micah Gray, they're going to go hard count, 15 on the play clock. Madden Seidel tight end left, and they're going to time out. Coach Glinsman going to talk this over. It's the first time out for Emporia High taken here in the first half. Let's take a 30. Critical 4th and 7 coming up. 9:10 to play here in the first half. Junction City leads 22-7. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Junction City, Emporia High with 4th and 7 from the Junction City 32. They need the Junction City 25 for a first down to keep this drive alive. And what do you think Coach Glintzman's drawing up? Because you know he's got to find his playmakers here, especially when it's the final down of this drive to keep it alive.
I think he's going to draw up something to get the ball to Sheldon in open space. Maybe Sheldon on a nice out route to the first down marker just so we can get that. And he is lined up on the far side.
Yeah.
Lined up one-on-one with their corner.
Javen Arnt is also lined up far side. Ryland Crowell to the right of Micah Gray. Madden Siles a tight end to the left. 4th and 7 Emporia High at the Junction City 32. Micah airing out looking for Arnt, and it's picked at the 15. And guess who? That was Autry, the other Autry, Lavelle Autry with his 5th pick of the season. And Junction City, even though Micah was trying to look for Javen Arnt, but it's still a turnover. Each team with a turnover in this game, and Junction City will take over 1st and 10 at their own 16-yard line. 9:01 to play here in the first half. Blue Jays up 22-7.
And on that 4th down play, if he just leads Javen a little bit more, he had Javen open for a corner route, but Javen didn't even look at him when the ball was thrown or when the ball was coming down. But we actually got fortunate. It was like a mini punt with that interception on the 4th and 7.
Empty backfield for Brock Bazan. Rolling here to the near side, looking for a man, and it's caught and dropped. Incomplete pass. That was Daniels, the intended target. Had it right through the bread basket and went right through his hands for an incompletion.
Yep, absolutely. They had a man for a first down, but yep, Fortunately he dropped it.
2nd down and 10, Junction City at their own 16. 8:55 to play here, first half. Spartans down 22-7. 4 receivers here as a late man has to get off the field, so they'll go 3 here near side, 1 far side, 1 back, and whistles slump,
and it looks
blown,
like,
and it's a false start on Junction City.
Yep, and this is something Emporia is going to have to capitalize on. The last time they had a false start, and a 2nd and 15, they got a touchdown off of it.
They got the wide receiver Vorns on the false start, 4th penalty against the Blue Jays. Emporia High with just 2. So 2nd down and 15 now from the 11 far hash. 3 receivers, now 4 receivers here. Bazan, 3-step drop. Throws over to Mill and hauled in and dropped. That was Savitt, who was even on my depth chart, but on senior night, going to get some playing time, and it's an incomplete pass, and now Quinn. Here's 3rd down and 15 from the 11. How big is this play for Emporia High if they can get off the field?
This is huge, and they caught a huge break on that play because they found Savitt on the seam, and if he catches that ball, he has a very nice chance for a big play and perhaps even a touchdown.
Bohannon is the back, 3 receivers here near side. Bazan, 3-step drop, looking for a man, looking for Autry. He hauled in at the 30, but Sheldon Stewart bumped it. Did they call it incomplete?
They did.
They called it incomplete. Sheldon Stewart had the coverage. Sheldon Stewart, the senior, making a big play, and Quinn Dold. That's a 3-and-out and punt time for the Blue Jays for the first time here tonight.
That is huge. They got Autry in open space, but Sheldon did an amazing job to close on him extremely quickly and deliver a huge hit. And now guess who they have back returning that punt? Sheldon Stewart.
Heilman is the punter. He is standing in his own end zone about 4 yards back. Sheldon Stewart standing near midfield. Sheldon, let's see what the senior can do. He had a big touchdown already, looking maybe for a second, but Emporia High looking for some good field position, and he's going to wave it off. This is going to take a bounce as Heilman going to get into Emporia High territory. A good punt rolling all the way down to the Emporia High 37.
That was a huge punt for Junction to put them in not so amazing territory that they would have had as Sheldon was lined up at the 50.
All right. Emporia High couldn't cash in off the turnover, but now they have 1st and 10 at their own 38-yard line, 8:31 to play in the first half, down 22-7. This is a critical drive for Emporia High, trying to find a way to still be in this football game. I mean, still down 2 scores, but making it 1 score would be a lot much better.
It would be huge to make it 1 score, and they got very lucky on that last defensive drive. A lot of drops. But let's see if they can capitalize on those Junction drops.
Javen Arnton, Sheldon Stewart, receivers here, far side. Madden Seidel now motions here to the near side. Micah Gray, quick toss to Ryland Crowell. Ryland up to near the 40, and he's going to get 2.
And that was just a quick toss to Ryland and have him at the 40-yard line. They need to do a better job of not running him so far in between the tackles and in between the hash marks. He's one of their most athletic guys. They need to get it to him outside a lot more.
And Boganowski on the stop on Ryland. And he only got 1. It looked like he reached towards the 40, but they only gave him 1. So it's 2nd down and 9 from their own 39. 7:53 to play here, first half. Spartans down 22-7. Sheldon Stewart, Javen Arnt, far side. Madden Seidel tight end left. Micah Gray under in the gun. Low snap. Hand off, Ryland Crowell up the middle. Ryland passed the 40 to about the 41. He got 2, but now 3rd down and 7.
Huge third down for this Emporia team. They just can't afford anything less than this. They need a first down. They can't afford anything less than a first down.
So it's 3rd down and 7 for Emporia High at their own 41 in between the hatches. Sheldon Stewart, Javen Arnt. Far side, Madden Seidel tight end left. Ryland Crowell to the left of Micah Gray, the freshman. Emporia High needs their own 48 for a first down. Sheldon in motion. Low snap, Micah rolling to the far side, looking for Sheldon, looking for actually Javen Arnt, and incomplete as 2 Junction City defenders, Boganowski and also I believe that would have been the corner, Tyler Allen. But Micah throwing a deep ball, and it's incomplete, and it's 3rd and out for Emporia High.
Yeah, that was a really interesting play because both Junction defenders ran into each other, and the ball was just kind of floating in the air, but I don't think Javen saw it.
No.
Because Javen was standing right there about 5 yards from where the ball dropped with nobody on him, really looking dazed and confused.
Alex Alamang to punt this football away, standing at his own 29. Here's the snap and the kick. It's an over-ended kick. And this will be Autry at the 28. Here cutting to the near side, 35, 40. Watch out, 50. Tripped up and out of bounds into Emporia High territory. Madden Seidel tripped him up, but not until Autry got up to the 46-yard line of Emporia High. And that's where the Blue Jays will take over, leading 22-7, 6:48 to play here in the second.
A big return there from Autry, which really...
They called a late flag, and it's a block in the back, a 10-yard penalty. Junction City with their fifth penalty of the night. So a big run erased.
Yeah, that is very fortunate for Emporia, as he almost returned that pretty much back to their line of scrimmage. So them going this far back to Junction's own around their 35, it looks like, that is a huge penalty for Emporia.
So they're going to spot it at the 31 of Junction City, leading 22-7.
Now let's see if this Emporia defense can keep up the pace and get another stop for this offense.
Bazan in the gun with two backs, a receiver each side. Bazan will hand it off left side. This is Bogenhagen, past the 35 to the 37 for six.
Yeah.
And Brody Telfer again on the stop.
Brody Telfer has looked very nice so far in this game. He's going to have to make some big plays. He's made some big plays for this Emporia team. He's going to have to step up in a way he stepped up, in a way he's never stepped up before, to keep this game close.
Second down and four now for Junction City at the 37. Was on two backs. Quick toss, far side, Bogenhagen cutting to the right, 40. Watch out, got some daylight, and he's got one man to beat, basically still trying to break tackles left to right, but Bogenhagen into Emporia High territory at the 28. Big run for the senior Cooper Bogenhagen, and he gets it to the 28-yard line of Emporia High.
That'll make it 35-yard gain, if I am correct. That he just made a lot of nice moves than he put on this Emporia offense.
And here is handoff left side. This is Taylor. Flag thrown here near side. Taylor down the near sideline, and he's going to be in for a touchdown, but that run's going to be erased by a flag at the 31, and Randall Zimmerman heated on the near side, and he is telling Griffin Bohannon, man, you cannot be doing that.
Yeah, especially in a game like this where they are pretty close to this Emporia offense and this Emporia team.
So it's a 10-yard penalty from the spot. That's the sixth JC turnover here in this ball game.
Yeah, it's just really rough. They've been committing a lot of little penalties, and Emporia has done a much better job than they have in the past weeks of taking advantage of it, but still not the best job they could have.
That Bogenhagen run was a run of 36, but now first and 10 becomes first and 20 for the Blue Jays at the Emporia High 38. 5:42 to play here in the first half. Junction City leads this game 22-7. A receiver far side, that's Brown. Vorn's here near side. And this will be Griffin Bohannon with a toss here near side. Got some blocks, 30, inside the 25, down to about the 21-yard line. Griffin Bohannon with a good run, but it's good enough for a first down.
I don't think it's the first down quite yet. That was about a gain of 17, I believe.
Yeah, he's gain of 17.
He's down 3 yards short of the first.
They gave him 16 because it's, I knew it was close. So second down and four for Junction City at the Emporia I-42. Two receivers far side with two backs. This will be Bogenhagen near side, 15, dives forward to the 11. Bogenhagen with another powerful run. They got like speed backs and then bruiser backs.
Yeah, their bruiser backs are labeled at their four as their fullbacks, but that they are more of a running back. They aren't as big as the fullbacks, and they've done a really nice job just pounding this Emporia defense, and they really can't handle it. They've decided to run it a lot after those three straight drops on the last drive.
Now they'll go three-back look with Bazan under center. Hand off left side. Bogenhagen cuts in, and he is in for a touchdown. Bogenhagen with a 12-yard touchdown run for Bogenhagen. That is touchdown number 3 of the season for him. Had one last week against Topeka High, and Junction City back on the board. The Blue Jays lead this football game 28-7, 4:38 to play in quarter number 2.
Yeah, they really just put the bruising and the pounding on this Emporia defense. Last drive, not very successful with the passing, so they said, get rid of it. We are only going to run it.
Heilman's kick is up and through. Junction City leads this game 29-7, 4:38 to play before halftime. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Junction City gets back on the board for the first time in a little while, but and that's back to a 3-score lead at 29-7. Junction City leading this football game, 4:38 to play in the opening half. As Worrell and Woolitz back to return, standing at their own 10.
And they're going to have 4:38 on the clock, so they're not going to be able to take as much time as they normally like to on offense.
And this will be Landon Woolitz at the 13, up the middle 20. Landon gets cut up as making the stop for Junction City. I believe that was Jeremiah Reagan. Yes, it was. Woolitz gets up to the 23-yard line, and Emporia High will take over from there. Trailing 29-7, 4:33 to play here in the opening half.
Now, so far, Micah Gray has looked pretty nice throwing the football, but on some short and intermediate routes, his accuracy just has been a touch off. If he can fix that and get some bigger passing plays for this Emporia offense, that would be huge, as they have Sheldon in the backfield as quarterback right now.
Now they got two backs with Sheldon there, receiver far side, Madden Sile, the tight end right. Tyler Worrell was in the backfield. Here is the handoff to Ryland Crowell. Ryland got a burst of speed. He's got one man to beat. 45, 40. Ryland down the near sideline. 30, 25, 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, Emporia High. 77-yard run for Ryland Crowell. And Emporia High back in business. They get another score. It's 29-13. 4:20 to play before half.
And two 77-yard touchdowns for Emporia tonight, one from Sheldon Stewart and one from Ryland Crowell. What a play from Ryland. What was I saying earlier? Get that man into open space, and he is going to make some big plays for you.
And that's moving some real estate. Speaking of real estate, when thinking of buying or selling your home, call Jeff, Deb, and Bree Williams of RE/MAX Heck Real Estate. 620-341-SOLD. That's 620-341-7653. Alex Alamang out to attempt. Sheldon Stewart, the holder. Here's the snap. Placement is down. Kick is up, and the kick is through. It took Emporia High 13 seconds to score. The Chiefs have scored in 13 seconds in the game before. Emporia High just found a way to score with 13 seconds. 4:20 to play here in the first half. Spartans down 15, but have another touchdown on the board. Blue Jays leading at 29-14. 4:20 to play here in the second. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
One play touchdown for Emporia High. This is the first time since week 2 that Emporia High has 14 or more points on the scoreboard. They had 14 points in the first half in week one against Pittsburgh, but they have found a way to score twice here in half number one.
And I can't imagine what these two big plays are doing for this Emporia team's confidence. Only down by 15, two scores, and what we've seen so far, they can absolutely do that.
Alex Allen makes kick. It's a short kick, and it'll be Savitt at the 10. Savitt looking for some running room up the middle 15, and he's going to get to the 17-yard line. A host of Spartans there to wrap him up, and Emporia High will go back on defense, trailing by 15. This Spartan defense knows they can try to get another stop, and if there's plenty of time left on that clock for the Spartan offense to come back out here in half number one, things could get interesting.
Absolutely. This defense is in the biggest position that they have been in all year. I know I keep saying that this is a big drive. They need a big stop. This might be the biggest one yet so far in this game.
First and 10, Junction City, own 18, two backs. High snap, here is a handoff left side, Bogenhagen. Bogenhagen breaking tackles left to right and wrapped up. Diego Guzman wraps him up at the 22, maybe the 23. That's five for Bogenhagen.
And he broke several arm tackles on that. We had him wrapped up at around 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage, but he just shoved people off for an extra three. We need to get those arm tackles. They're using their bruiser backs, and we need to stop them.
Six for Bogenhagen. Second down and four, Junction City. Own 24, three backs. And this will be Bogenhagen. RJ, as Bogenhagen, he gets a loss back to the 22. He broke one tackle and tried to break a second, but not to be denied there. I believe Wolowitz and Telfer in on the stop as Emporia High. It's a loss of one for Bogenhagen, and it's third down and five, and this is a big defensive stop for Emporia High as a Spartan down. And passed inside the 25.
The Spartan defense has done a really nice job swarming to the
Telfer.
It's Telfer. That is a huge loss for this Emporia defense, something that is going to affect them. He has been perhaps their biggest playmaker on the defensive side, and he is walking off under his own power, which is an amazing sign. Hopefully we get to see him back in this game.
Well, here's a big third down and five for Junction City. Own 23, need their own 28. Emporia High trying to get some momentum here after the Ryland Crowell 77-yard run. Empty backfield for Brock Bazan. Four receivers far side, one near side. Bazan rolling to the right. Bazan looking for a man. Has a man. It's Vorns and near the marker. Let's see where they spot it. And he's going to be short a yard. It's a gain of four. What does Junction City try to do here with a fourth and one from the 27? They're going to punt. They're going to bring in extra personnel. They're going to bring Bogenhagen in, an extra tight end. 13 on the play clock. Bazan under center, and Emporia High just flinched up front.
And who
Quincy
off?
Perry. So Emporia High, it was a flinch by the sophomore Quincy Perry. And a fresh set of downs for the Blue Jays. And that is their 10th first down of the night. That's a sophomore just making a critical mistake at a critical time. First and 10 for the Blue Jays at their own 33. Bazan rolling here to the near side, looking for a man. Autry had it, but it went right through his hands. Stewart and Tavares in on the coverage.
And if Autry tipped that up maybe just a little bit higher, we might have had an interception on that play.
Yeah, Sheldon was in the vicinity.
Absolutely. Now we got a second and long. This Emporia defense has held up really nicely so far.
So a second down and 10 for the Blue Jays, own 33. Ball spotted in between the hashes. 3:05 to play first half. Junction City up 29-14. Here's a jet sweep reverse. This is Autry, 30. And ran right into Kyler Worrell at the 33. Kyler Worrell blew that one up for a gain of nothing, and Autry is down and slow to get up, and he's going to get looked at. Kyler Worrell hit stick move But Losiah Autry is down at the 33, and that's a big playmaker for the Blue Jays.
And not to mention, that was an amazing open field tackle for Kyla Worrell. If he doesn't make that tackle, there's a great chance that they get a nice positive play out of that. And he just had a perfect wrap-up on that play, which we haven't seen a lot of from this Emporia defense, but a very good job tackling on that play.
And here is where defensive coordinator Zach Dreher needs to draw something up. It's third down and 8 from the 33 or 34-yard line. That's Autry up, walking under his own power on senior night.
It is a very good sign. You never want to see someone seriously hurt, even if it's the opposing team. They are competitors, competing, playing the sport we love just the same as we are.
So it's third down and 8 from the 34. So they gave them 2 because it was third down. The scoreboard had it at second and 10 from the 33. The first marker is at the 32. So it's a gain of 2 for Autry, but still a great open field tackle for Kyler Worrell, the senior. Now they're going to go with a trips far side, 1 near side. They're going to go 5 receiver, empty backfield for Brazon on 3rd and 8 from the 34. Rolling, flag thrown, and it is caught at midfield by Vorns. But hang on a minute, what's this flag? It's a hold, and it's going to back the Blue Jays 10.
And another stupid mistake for Junction. They've done that a lot so far this game. Emporia needs to take advantage and get a stop here on a 3rd and long. If Junction converts on this 3rd and long, it would be detrimental for Emporia trying to mount a comeback.
They gave the guilty party was Bartolome from his right guard spot, and it's going to be a spot foul from the 31. That's where the flag was thrown here near side. It's back to the 24, correction, so 10 yards from the previous spot, and Autry's back in. So home run play, got to be Emporia High, got to watch out here. Third down and 18 for Junction City at their own 24. Junction City needs the 42. Empty backfield, 4 receivers, 4 side, 1 near side for Bazan. Low snap, looking for a man. It is Vorns, and he is wrapped up immediately by Kyler Worrell. Ankle tackled him at the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 11, and the Junction City decide to punt here.
I think it looks like they're going for the offense is staying on the field.
And it's 4th and 7 for Junction City. At the 36 of their own, they need the 42. Bazan in the shotgun, trips far side. Bohannon is the back. And actually, Bazan just quick kicked it. And it's going to take a bounce inside the 40 to the 38. I remember I saw on stats that Bazan punted that a couple times, so they quick kicked it. But Emporia High, 92 seconds to work with. First and 10, own 39, down 15, 61 yards away from that end zone.
Yeah, 92 seconds left on the clock. Probably the smart decision for Junction to kick it, because if Emporia gets the stop, they have amazing field position to go down. Still nice field position starting at the 39. Let's see what they can do.
I want to thank John North Ford for providing our transportation here to Junction City. If you're looking to buy, sell a car, truck, or SUV, if you're looking for one, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Micah Gray, play action, first and 10 from the 39. Micah looking for Sheldon Stewart. Sheldon looking, and it is picked off. Picked off at the 35 and taking it back here near side to the Emporia High 40 flag thrown right as the tackle was made. Kingston Timms read that one perfectly, and this has got to be on Emporia High as the Emporia High offense walking off the field slowly. But let's see what this flag's all about first, because that was not an after the play penalty, Quinn,
but it was another ill-advised throw from Micah Gray, throwing it deep into to Sheldon, who had 3 defenders in the vicinity really close to him, and he just threw it up. And
an eligible receiver downfield for Emporia High, and they're going to decline. And they're going to get a holding on Junction City after the play. So the interception is good.
Yeah, but like I was saying, three deep men downfield, a deep safety, two corners. Just, I mean, he's got to be better at these decision-making things, which, I mean, it's going to come with time. He is a freshman. He is young. But he's going to need to get better at these quickly, especially if he wants to be ready for next year.
And for Kingston Timms, that is his first interception of the season, 6 foot, 155-pound sophomore. Penalty will put Junction City at their own 46 near hash. Minute 20 of play here, first half. Junction City up 29-14. Lasson in the gun, two receivers in the slot, far side. Here's a quick toss to Makai Daniels. Far side to the 40, burst of speed, 30, 25, 20. Inside the 15, still loose, and he breaks a tackle and takes it in for a 54-yard touchdown. It took Junction City 13 seconds to score, and Junction City with another score here in the first half. It's 35-14. Blue Jays, a minute 7 to play here before half.
And he broke several tackles and got several defenders to miss on that play. We were just complimenting Kyler on great open field tackling, but right there, bad open field tackling for this Emporia defense.
Heilman out to attempt the extra point. It is up and it is through. And Junction City cashes in on the interception by Kingston Timms. And Junction City leads this football game 36-14. A minute 7 to play before half. Let's keep it right here since we're approaching halftime here from Junction City. As going to look for some scores. See if I can get anything 5A worthy. Salina Central is leading Arc City 35-20. Great Bend leading Garden City 21-7. Other games happening in the area. At last check, it was Chase County leading Madison 6-0. Games in the Centennial League tonight, a big one in Wichita as a top 10 matchup in 6A, as Manhattan ranked number 2 in 6A, taking on Wichita Northwest. Only victim, the Wichita Northwest, Wichita East. And Topeka High had to go all the way to Hayes tonight. And last night, Washburn rolled all over Topeka West, 55-8. Here's Heilman's kick. It's an over-ended kick, and it'll be caught at the 30 by Talon Kirk, the freshman, and he let that go out of bounds. But he tried to kick out of bounds, and it'll take it at the 28.
Yeah, he tried to catch it, but it just went straight through his arms. He obviously doesn't practice that much, as he was one of the upmen, not a return man, and it was a short kick, just went through his arms and trickled out of bounds at the 29. So we only lost about 6 yards on that, but still, you got to do better.
Two timeouts to work with for Emporia High. They have first and 10, own 29. Minute 5 to play in the half. Spartans down 22. Two receivers here to the near side. It's Arndt and Sheldon Stewart. Madden Seidel tied in left. Here is a handoff. Ryland Kraut up the middle. Pass the 30. Ryland still on loose. Up to the 35 for 6. And did Emporia High burn a timeout to stop the clock? No.
It looks like they might just run this ball into halftime.
Well, Junction City gets the ball to start half number 2.
Barring any huge play here from Emporia, it looks like this game is going to go into halftime as is.
Well, let's see if Emporia High can find another big play. We've had two here tonight. 30 seconds to go, 15 on the play clock, and it's about a 16-second differential. That's Micah Gray in the gun with two receivers here near side, 20.
Let's see if they dial up a post route to Sheldon.
Back to the 30, and it'll be second down and 9. 13 seconds to go and a half, trailing 36-14. But can Emporia High have some magic here and find another big play? And the clock did start, so I think Emporia High is just going to take this out. They're still in the huddle. And they get to the line with 3. They're not going to get this off. And that will do it for half number one. An interesting second quarter where both teams scored two touchdowns apiece. But, again, Junction City's 22-0 start is the difference as the Blue Jays go in the locker room with a 36-14 lead over Emporia High. Let's take a break, and when we come back, the Long Bionic Plaza halftime show. Spartans down 36-14 here at the half. You're listening to Spartan Football.